I'm joined now by Steve Kittrick after Guysey's defeat at Chester. Steve, difficult place to come. Obviously, Chester in great form, but you've got to be disappointed with the performance today.
I have, but we've got to remember we've come in this game. We've been in good form, and I've just told him that's a spineless performance. We've been bullied today, and we've deserved all we've got.
It started off poorly, really, in the opening 5 minutes with the goal. Did you think that really set the scene?
Well, it did. We talked about what Mills' strengths are, and you know, I've gone mad. I left it till the end of the game, but I've gone mad at the end of the game because Angie should have done a lot better twice with him. And you can't give a striker of his calibre room to turn and shoot like he did. But I'll say it again, we've had a spineless performance from, you know, I would say 99% of my team today, and I'm not happy at all.
Word about Steve Drench, very disappointing for him, the second goal, but he's pulled out two or three other marvellous saves across the afternoon.
He's a good goalkeeper. You know, and he'll be disappointed in, say, the second one, because he should do better. But apart from that, I mean, Andy Alders has been, I think, has been tremendous for us. But everybody else, I've said to him now, there's only one player I can pick next Saturday at the moment, that's Andy Aldsworth.
It's disappointing, but 18 points out of a possible 21, it's been a good start. Are there positives to pick up from for next week against Bishop Stortford?
Well, there's positives to pick up, but you've got to look at it, we can't get any lower than we've done today. And, you know, you only get out of a game what you put in, and we've put nothing in collectively as a group of people and as individuals. And I've told them all they've got to go look at themselves. And if they want to play for me, they're going to have to start showing some bottle.
Steve, thanks very much.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, man.